I'm meeting fellow adoptee, Vanya Saron, who lives in Auckland, New Zealand. Vanya was adopted at the age of 2 years old from the northern town of Arkhangelsk, Russia. As well as us both being adopted, I was also from the same orphanage in Arkhangelsk. He has learnt pieces over time about his birth family, but like with every journey, they always continue. This is his story.
I don't remember a lot. My parents have told me stories and I've seen footage, and that's the memories that I have of that. It was ever so long ago.
But you also were adopted at the same age as me. So
yeah, that's around 2 years old.
Around 2 years old.
Yeah.
So in Arkhangelsk, your parents came over.
Yeah, I have Kiwi parents, and they came over from New Zealand over to Russia to come and get me.
Arkhangelsk is located right at the top of northern Russia. In the 1990s, hundreds of children were adopted from this region. For Vanya, though he may not remember a lot with being so young, he has learnt pieces about his birth family in Russia, as told by his parents who adopted him.
My Kiwi parents have told me that my parents in Russia were in a bad situation, maybe a bad frame of life. All of the kids that they had at the time got taken off them. I have older siblings. They might have gone to an orphanage as well, but they've connected back with my parents afterwards, but I was too young, so I got put up for adoption.
So as soon as you came to New Zealand, after you were adopted, did your parents always tell you about where you came from?
Yeah, my parents from day one have told me that I'm adopted, and I think that's quite cool.
That's important.
Yeah.
Leading up to 2010, Vanya's parents asked him if he wanted to try and find more information about his birth family. Vanya was holding close to himself many questions that he wanted answers for. He knew that this was a first big step, and with the start of the search, he started to unravel more information.
From what I know, my birth sisters, they've actually connected back with my mum, and they're living with her and looking after her and stuff, so they're all like living together.
When did you find that all out?
Leading up to 2010, my parents were talking like, hey, do you want to get in contact with your birth parents again? And I was really curious and really interested. It was a really cool experience that they offered, and they sent someone from New Zealand over to Russia to go track down my birth parents.
So when you had the opportunity to reach out to your birth mother, you know, what was going through your mind as you would have been a teenager then, so.
I had just millions of questions, and there wasn't enough paper to write how many questions I had. I reckon writing letters to each other closed a big hole in my heart, in a way. It gave me a lot of closure because I had so much stuff that I don't really know about from previous years.
Vanya got the chance to write a letter to his birth mother in Arkhangelsk after searchers were able to help him get in contact with her. After he wrote a letter to her, he then waited and hoped for answers.
I was waiting for a while, to be honest, for the letter to come back. I think it maybe took over a month, maybe more than that, to come back, and we finally got it, and it was all in Russian, so I had letters from my sisters and my mum and some photos of them, which was the photos were just such a closure, just like seeing what they look like, seeing my facial features in my mum. That was pretty cool.
But it would be like opening a new chapter as well.
Yeah.
Because of all the questions you had during your childhood here in New Zealand. And I understand, you know, your parents were very supportive of you connecting with your birth family.
Mm.
What was it like growing up here in New Zealand then as a child?
As a child, I was very, very lucky. I had amazing, loving parents who gave me so many opportunities, really believed in me and pushed me forward. Went to some very good schools. I started out living in Avondale for the first few years of my life when I came to New Zealand, till I was about five. And then my adopted parents, they wanted to have another kid. And I got a brother when I was about 5 years old, and he was also adopted from Tauranga.
Oh, wow.
So grew up with him, had a little brother, which is awesome. And then we moved to a sort of lifestyle block in Oratia, where we had a big block of land, they built a house on it and everything, and then we had like grass and bush and everything around, so it was big adventure time, really.
Adventurous childhood.
Yeah.
As well as photos from his birth mother, another important piece for Vanya was the letter. There was answers for Vanya with a past that had been difficult for his birth mother. but Vanya wanted to focus on the present to grow that relationship with her and his siblings. You have to be delicate when communicating with birth family. Guilt and regret can push them back, but taking small steps is important.
With a lot of birth parents, when they can't look after the child, they do what's best for the child.
Yeah.
I know that there comes a lot of regret later on and guilt and things like that. Did you talk to your birth mother about just saying, look, hey, everything's okay, or did you bring that up with her?
Yeah. She said she had a little bit of regret. She wanted to get me back out of the orphanage and stuff, and the government just wouldn't allow that.
Yeah.
And I guess it's for the better. I've got an awesome opportunity in New Zealand now. So
great childhood here and great family that raised you well.
Yeah, correct.
And you've also got that other side of you with your birth parents in Russia, and you can connect with that now and focus on that.
Yeah.
And that's what you started doing, building that relationship.
Yeah.
What about your birth father? What do you know of your birth father?
From the photos and the letter that my birth mother said, she immediately said that I was a splitting image of him, which is a really cool thing to carry through the rest of my life. That's really special. I don't know too much. I know that he was the one that initially signed me to say, okay, you can go off to be adopted and off to a new life. And he really wanted that for me, which is really cool. Yeah. That's something I know. I don't actually know too much.
Yeah, about his life.
Yeah.
In 2010, you would have been quite young.
Hmm.
So was your mindset on about your Russian side, your identity, is it different than what it was then compared to now?
Yeah, it was. Everyone surrounding me they were asking me lots of questions, and I didn't know any answers. So that made me in turn really curious. And I was talking to my parents a lot about it, and they were telling me everything that they knew. Then it sort of came to a point where they couldn't tell me much more, and they ended up going through that process of sending someone over. So,
You asked for that help.
Yeah, I asked for their help, and they sort of came forward and said that this would be a call. We'd really want to do this for you. So
it's so good that your parents have supported you with that journey. You know, connecting with your birth mother like that.
Yeah, from day one.
From day one.
Yeah.
In the 1990s, there were thousands of children adopted internationally into New Zealand. When Vanya was growing up in Auckland, he kept in touch through a support group with other children who were also adopted from Russia.
There was a whole group of Kiwi parents who all wanted to adopt Russian kids. So they've gone over to Russia and then all of that. And they've brought back kids as well. And I've grown up in Auckland with about four other Russian kids. We sort of shared a similar background, and they were never they never really questioned their previous sort of like history and stuff. They weren't really keen on it. The parents all sort of knew each other throughout that whole process, and we'd go over to each other's houses, and then we sort of hit intermediate high school, and no one's really ever talked about it, to be honest.
But you always had that.
Yeah.
Those questions in the back of your mind.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you finally started connecting with your birth mother, and after this, have you been back over there?
No, I've never gone back, but I would love to in the future. It would be a really cool experience to go back there and see everything. There's memories way back in my mind that I probably can't visualize right now, but if I actually went back there, it would actually probably connect and maybe spark some memories that I might have deep within. So that's definitely something I would want to do.
And would you still have questions as well for your birth family?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They keep going?
Yeah. Well, it's a whole nother life over there. And I'm 25 now. What have they been doing for 20 years? And that's a lot of questions.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your mum and your dad, did they show a lot of Russian culture to you growing up?
Yeah, they had. They've kept with me a little polar bear. When I came over, I had an actual like Russian army hat with like full of just Soviet badges and everything. So that was really cool. Then I had a set of slippers, so big, and they were seal fur.
Seal fur. Oh
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and they were from Russia as well.
Vanya, who is a builder, has an interest in cutting and logging wood, a trait that he's carried from his birth family. A focus for Vanya after his early connections is to now hopefully meet his birth family for the first time, but also to take in his birth culture and environment.
It'd be cool to be in like Russian snow.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be so cool.
You haven't seen it before?
No.
And you would like to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It'd It's very cold there in the wintertime, I tell you.
From memory, from like early videos and stuff, I've always seen Russia as a dark, sort of grey place, power lines everywhere. Everyone's a bit, you know, sort of
serious
and sort of keeps themselves. They're on their own missions. But that comes to the climate and sort of the scenarios that everyone's living in. But yeah, it's definitely, I'd love to go back.
So when your birth mother was connecting with you through that letter, do you think that she wondered a lot about your life here?
Yeah. And I shared a bit with her, and I think she was stoked that I was in, like, had really good parents in New Zealand, had a really good lifestyle. She was glad that I was stable and, like, well-loved and looked after. And that's what I'm guessing any mum would want for their son.
They always want to make sure their children are okay.
Yeah.
I think with birth parents, they're afraid of, you know, that they've got that regret in the back of their mind as well.
Yeah.
A bit of guilt. And I'm sure your birth mother, with all due respect, with your birth mother, I'm sure she struggled with holding that guilt.
Yeah, I'm sure she went through a bit of an emotional stage of maybe a little bit of regret or I don't know what she was going through. But yeah, she definitely was emotional. Yeah.
But you put yourself in her shoes too when you're writing that letter to her.
Yeah, correct. At the time, I don't fully know the lifestyle, but there was certain things that they had to do to just get by, and like, you can't sort of judge anyone for that, for just trying to get by when using what they've got. Yeah.
And do you think, you know, I'll give you an example, of course, too, with my birth mother. It's, you don't want to be quick to judge.
No.
You want to be understanding what their life has been like, and they may have gone through a lot.
Yeah.
And so with you connecting with your birth mother, I can only imagine how much that meant to her.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's sort of putting the last little puzzle maybe back on the puzzle board. It's gave her closure, it's given me closure. So yeah.
As Vanya found out more from his birth mother, he still had in the back of his mind questions about his siblings.
When you found out that you had siblings, I'm sure you had a million questions for them as well.
Yeah, I had millions of questions. From what I know, I've got two older brothers, two sisters as well. The sisters currently live back with my mum and look after her, and they all live together. I don't know too much about my brothers, but yeah, it's cool knowing that I've got siblings as well, like in Russia. It'll be cool to meet them one day.
Yeah, go back over.
Yeah, exactly.
So you haven't completely connected with your siblings. You'd like to do that down the line, though?
Yeah.
And go back and see them?
I'd love to go see them. It's going to be interesting. I wonder if deep down inside my mum's light heart, she might recognise me straight away. I don't know, there might be some weird click when we meet, but that, I reckon that'll be a cool experience.
The emotions compared to writing a letter, comparing to meeting her in person.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be quite overwhelming, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would definitely be overwhelming.
Yeah, be a lot. Yeah.
It would probably just be a lot of crying and a lot of just being there with each other.
Yes, spending time with her.
It'd be a pretty powerful moment.
I think that a lot of us adoptees, we may communicate and talk online or send a letter to biological parents, but it's really the overwhelming emotion on the day, because it is family, it is your birth family. Your birth mother had probably been through a lot, and so for yourself to go and meet her, I'm sure she would not want to let you go.
Yeah.
She'd be open to arms about her life, I'm sure she would. She'd show you all, she would have so many things to sort of backtrack on the timeline, you know what I mean? And for yourself, that would be so important. And not just for you, but also for your family.
The connection that Vanya had through the letter from his birth mother meant a lot to him. With his parents keeping the information throughout his childhood, this helped him connect those pieces when he decided it was time to find answers.
I think finding out about your history is sort of sets you up for the future in a way. It helps you move on and get on with life and be like okay in yourself. And I've found that with the process that my Kiwi parents have gone through. They went to all of that effort, and it's actually resolved a lot of things inside me, and it's sort of made me more grounded.
Yeah.
My Kiwi mum, she's been very supportive. Yeah, I really appreciate that, because it's like sort of kept it alive inside me.
Good. Keep that going.
Yeah, exactly.
You keep that going.
Yeah.
I can tell that this means a lot to you, with you wanting to connect with your birth mother.
Mm.
And advice for other adoptees that may want to search for birth family. A lot of adoptees are a little bit afraid, or they don't really want to take that step because they're afraid of what's going to happen, good or bad. What advice do you have?
Some advice I have is feel the fear and do it anyway. Like, so many good things inside you would come from doing that. It's just going to answer so many questions. Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming and scary, but it's definitely made me more at ease in myself, and I can move on to the next stage of my life. It might not be the right time right now for someone to reach out, but there will be a time where you're thinking about it, and I highly recommend you do it.
I think you've answered that perfectly, because a lot of adoptees, and I don't want adoptees to in the community or people to think, hey, we must find birth family. It's not about that. If you have had a very difficult past with birth parents that you may be aware of, it can push people back and make it harder for you to connect with birth family. It's about making sure you feel like it's right for you to do it.
Yeah.
If the time is right, if you're ready, because you may hear something about your birth parents that you may not like, but at the end of the day, it's just about us wanting to know who they are.
Well, it's sort of building blocks in a way to your emotional state.
Exactly. It makes you who you are as a person. You have a personality here, obviously from your parents who adopted you, but also you have that genetical side, which is 100% Russian blood, and you've got all that inside you as well.
And I think that's really cool to carry that through, like Russian blood, like that's pretty cool.
For a lot of us who are adopted, we simply want to connect. Though, of course, it's always a personal choice, and only when the time is right. Vanya hopes to carry through on what's next with his journey. As for him, there is still a lot more to discover with his birth family in Russia.
So I can only imagine with a moment that you may have of you flying from Auckland all the way to Arkhangelsk. I'm sure that morning or that day, or if you got the chance to meet your birth mother, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of questions and a lot of emotions probably building up until that point. And your birth mother, I'm sure she would be big smiles on her face.
Yeah.
And she would probably be asking you a lot about your life, sitting down with you, asking you questions, and you'll probably want to take photos over there. I mean,
it would be
it'd be a short day, but it would feel like a longest day of your life.
Yeah. Yes, I'd just be trying to cram everything into one day, because, I'd definitely like to pursue this down the track, however it happens. That would be an incredible experience to go back to my home country and to see my birth mother, because she's probably getting a little bit old, and she had me when she was a little bit older, so she'd be like late 60s probably now.
Yeah.
And it'll be pretty cool to go see her before.
Of course.
Yeah. That would be a chapter in my life that I'd carry forever. I actually met my birth mother and like my sisters. And
it would be a closure for you, would it?
Yeah, closure. Yeah, for sure.
And a new chapter.
And a new chapter as well.
I always say it's not always, to me it's always like never a closure, as I would say. It's always about you opening a fresh new chapter.
Yeah.
For some, of course, you know, for everybody, everyone's different, everyone has a different story. I always say it's like you're opening a brand new chapter of your life. It's a new step. You would feel like a completely different person.
Mm.
I am pretty sure. You'll come back with so many different ways of viewing the world.
Yeah.
It's what happens when you connect with somewhere like Russia, you know, as yourself. You're here all your life, except for the first 2 years of your life.
Yeah.
However, if you go back and revisit it, you may feel like it is part of you somehow. You may not know how, but you'll get that feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would be so important for you to go and connect with your birth mother.
Mm.
So hopefully down the line you can. And I know that with everything going on in the world, it's quite hard at the moment. But I know that people are people and family are family.
I'd definitely want to not go alone, because that's a big experience to tackle on your own. And I just wouldn't know where to start.
On a plane straight over?
Yeah, exactly.
I think reality would hit when you get on a plane.
Yeah.
I think it would be, you'd
I wouldn't be able to stop smiling. Like, I'd just be this nervous as, like, just so many emotions.
Yeah. But it'll be worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much, Vanya, for your time.
Yeah.
And I really have that connection with you, with Arkhangelsk, with our birth city.
Yeah.
And also with the same orphanage as you. So all of that is just great. And your story is very powerful. And I know there's so much more to the story to go for yourself, with you connecting with your birth mother. I know that with that letter that you had from her, there's still more to go. There's another chapter for you. So thank you all so much for sharing your story.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Alex.
As Vanya carries through his journey, with him reconnecting with his birth family in Arkhangelsk, Russia, his hopes now is to go back and revisit the family as soon as it's suitable. I know for him, he wants to do this, not just for himself, but also for his family. He has since lost touch with his birth mother since he received the letter, but he has asked me for help with reconnecting him again with his birth family. I've been able to find some small connections for Vanya, but like with every connection, they all take their own time.